Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of my
welcome,
song.
Friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The mantra of free willism is a comforting message for those unacquainted with the depths of their own depravity and ignorant of their inability to approach unto God or discover His whereabouts. It is especially appealing to those who are religiously inclined and convinced that they can render obedience to God whenever they feel like it and are satisfied with various acts of devotion and service. Such men soon weary of those who continually declare that there is none that seeketh after God, and that all men without exception are lower than the worms which devour a rotting corpse, and unable to perform even the slightest degree of righteousness which would be pleasing in the sight of a holy God. They generally label such preachers as being negative and uncaring. They will often accuse such preachers of accusing God of unrighteousness or of attributing a man's lusts and wickedness to God. The man who has been made aware of his depraved nature, received from his parents, knows that he was conceived in sin and has come forth from the womb speaking lies. He cannot lay the blame for his sinful and powerless condition at the feet of any but himself, and can but lament the condition he finds himself in. Those who preach the total depravity of men are simply telling the truth without regard to result and in no wise make an excuse for the wickedness of men. When the Spirit of God is pleased to convince a man of sin, righteousness, and judgment, that man will find no help in the platitudes of men, which are an encouragement for him to do something about his situation. The more that the Spirit is pleased to teach a man about his own corruption, the less help he can find in any of the remedies which the physicians of no value set forth as a sure cure. When a man is convinced of his own powerlessness to conform to that which is commanded by God, or to find a way wherein he might approach unto the presence of God, he cannot be comforted by any deliverance which depends upon his own actions in any form. Such a notion leaves him in complete despair of any deliverance at all. There is no shortage of those preachers who declare that a man can be saved whenever he gets ready to be saved by an action of his own. They say all that a man must do is believe. They view this action of belief as though it is something men can perform, and spend no little bit of effort in trying to cajole and persuade men to do just that, thinking that men can believe as a function of the same free will that they are convinced a man can use to make himself pleasing in God's sight. We are quite convinced that all who believe shall be saved. But we are also convinced that apart from the grace of God bestowing the gift of faith to a man, none shall ever do so. Not only that, but we see the Scriptures to teach that faith is the result of a man's favor with God rather than the cause of it. So the man who knows himself to be a helpless sinner cannot ultimately be comforted by the same message which might bring comfort to the man who thinks he has the ability to perform acts of righteousness, which causes acceptance and favor with God. The man who knows himself to be lost and undone needs first of all a Savior who is mighty to save. Christ says of himself, "I speak in righteousness, mighty to save." He needs a Savior who has accomplished the salvation of his people. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. He needs a Savior who has triumphed over all the enemies of the sons of God, and taken away their sin. He rejoices to hear that Christ was blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He needs a Savior who shall return to gather his purchased possession. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. He needs a Savior whose deliverance of his people is without end. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Blessed be his name forever.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.